G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
Good to see you, mate.
You too.
FFA Cup final. When's that?
That's Wednesday night.
Wednesday
night down in Melbourne. Melbourne City up against Sydney FC. Should be a really intriguing battle. It's a totally different competition, that goes without saying, to the A-League. So it's a great respite for both teams. Obviously, Sydney are going well. Poor performance last weekend. Melbourne City are up there as well. But this just gives them a chance to focus on something totally different, and there's a massive trophy at the end of the game.
Yeah, silverware's important, isn't it?
It is.
Any sort of footy club.
Yeah, and the FFA Cup, TK, is really starting to... it's really starting to gain traction and resonate with supporters around the country. So it's a big prize.
And superstars going at it. 2:35, Melbourne City at home. 7:30, roughly the kickoff, up against Sydney FC, 2:75, the draw, 3:50.
You're not going to ask me for my tip today, are you?
No, no.
I'm reserving my right till tomorrow morning.
No, we'll get it tomorrow
morning. Yeah, I want to see team news overnight. Yeah. Because both teams did rest some of their big-name players over the weekend. Broski, who you're having on the show later on. That's a great guest to have, by the way. And obviously, Timmy Cahill, Kamau, didn't start on the weekend for Melbourne City. So let's see what the coaches do overnight.
Mm. Now, Ange is urging out of favour Socceroos to move in January.
Yeah, he is. There's a list of them. You've got the likes of Matty Ryan at Valencia, Robbie Cruz, Leverkusen, Brad Smith at Bournemouth, who just made his debut in the EPL on the weekend, Sporanovic, whose club in China got relegated to the second division, and Mark Milligan at Bani Yas, who are propping up the league over in the UAE. So, you know, they're big players for the Socceroos, and Ange doesn't want to see them languishing either on the bench or in second divisions or teams that are propping up ladders. So he's urging all of them to move. There's a January transfer window. The next qualifiers are obviously in March next year, so now's the time for them to find new homes where they're going to play regularly.
Tommy Rogic, should he stay where he is, or people are saying, they're a big club, but let's get to a bigger club, you know?
They're a big club in a very small league.
That's right.
And that's the problem.
They're a famous club, but there's many, many bigger clubs.
That's right. You see him trot out against Barcelona in the Champions League, you think, fantastic. You see him trot out in the league each weekend, you think, is this really developing his
on
game?
On a weekly sort
that's
of basis.
That's right. So I think he needs to move to a big club in a big league, and I think he's ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, things go viral very quickly. This Ashcroft goal celebration.
I've got a funny story here. Mike Charlesworth, who's a Central Coast Mariners owner, always said to me, Phil, I want the club to go viral. Well, he's finally got his wish, and it comes from Harry Ashcroft whacking his roommate and flatmate, Jake McGing, in the chops. There it is. If you're watching on Channel 526, it's a good laugh. And Harry Ashcroft came out worse for wear because he's got a bite mark on his arm. So will Jake McGing be charged with biting?
Oh, dear idea.
But no, look, it was a goal and a night full of passion for the Mariners. Fantastic celebration. You can see the passion in the young boy. That was his first start for the season, Harry Ashcroft. And they've got a chance to go back-to-back this weekend because it's the first time back-to-back home games this season. They've got West Sydney Wanderers on Saturday night. So can they finally stamp themselves as serious top six contenders with back-to-back wins?
Mm. Now, you might have spoken about this yesterday. I didn't hear, but Mourinho, where's it at for him? I mean, I tell you what, he kicked a good water bottle the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's right. Sluts. And this is a good segue into something else I want to talk about with Guillaume Moore on our local front. But, yeah, look, I just think Mourinho's cards are marked. I mean, to all I could see, he just kicked the crap out of the water bottles over a contentious decision with Pogba being booked for diving. But, you know, I just think he's just getting into too much trouble with the officials. He needs to settle. Here I am giving Jose Mourinho advice. But focus on the football. Focus on your coaching because you're one of the best in the world. So get on with it and your team needs you. But Guillaume Moore fronted the Independent Disciplinary and Ethics Committee last night at the FFA headquarters over that sending off in Perth a couple of weeks ago.
Touched the fourth official, didn't he?
They've reserved their decision. So he missed the game on the weekend against Sydney FC. He sat behind the glass. He's had to front this judiciary. The only camera footage that anyone can see is him tapping the fourth official on the back to get his attention. And they've reserved their right. I can't help but think he's being treated like a criminal. Mm. He's the most mild-mannered coach and person you'll ever meet in your life. Mm. And this is dragging on now. Get it done. Make a decision. If he's touched the fourth official and he needs another week or two, make the decision, but don't reserve the right. It just drags it on in the week of the FFA Cup final, which we don't need any headlines to take away from that spectacle. Mm.
We reserve the right to get your tip for that FFA Cup Grand Final tomorrow.
I will have it for you, okay, I promise.
Well, Melbourne City, slight favourites. Kickoff will be 7:30
tomorrow
night.
Can I just take the opportunity on air to congratulate Michael Slater, part of the Australian cricket community, and it was great
for
to see
a win,
finally
yes.
get the win on the weekend.
He did bugger all.
Was very
good.
Oh, mate, he's a great caller. Now that I work with him, I actually listen to him on TV, and he actually knows his stuff.
Yeah, there was so much of the result had to do with what
we
were doing
right.
up in the commentary.
Oh, it was gold. It was absolute.
Good on you, guys.
Good on you, Mossy.
See you tomorrow.